Battle of the Sexes is proudly brought to you by Bella, personal care products you will love for men and women.
Alrighty, so time for us to get right into the Battle of the Sexes, alright? It is exactly 7:13 and man, it's going to be quite an interesting one today. So in case you missed it, last week was a draw. We've never had that before. And yeah, both agendas that were on air did not get the questions right. Okay, yeah. So we're going to give it another try and see how that actually works out today. So how exactly does this game work, if you will? Okay, so let me explain it to you. We're going to put two genders, or the two genders on air, right? And we have George representing our handsome kings today. We have the beautiful Leonora representing our beautiful strong queens today. Not to say that men are not strong. I'm just saying. The challenge is NSK is going to be asking Leonora questions pertaining to men, and I'm going to be asking George questions pertaining to women. And these questions vary from, you know, interests or just general things that you should know about the other gender.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get right into it. Right now, the score is 9-6 in favor of the ladies.
Yeah.
Janes have been doing good. So let's just see how today actually works.
You know what, with last week's draw, it was just unnecessarily drama. It's just, why was it so dramatic? But you know what?
Let's
bring in the current reigning champion. Abuti Judgment.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Great, man. How are you doing? How is the morning?
The morning is doing good. It's doing good.
Okay, the Friday is Friday, ne?
Yeah, it's under that.
Okay, beautiful.
Listen, real quick, George. You had the pleasure of checking out, SB09, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, how was the concert, Buta?
It was amazing, man. It was a blast.
Okay.
It was a blast, hectic. Everybody brought their A game.
Yeah.
The show went flawlessly. You know when the show just flows without any hiccups?
Any hiccups and so on. Okay. But did you dance, though? Yeah. Can you even dance? But you really taught who does it.
Don't challenge with your dance off now. Go tell your dance off now. You're gonna lose.
Come here with your kuduru moves.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with kuduru. Hey.
Let's bring in our queen that is gonna challenge Dortman and the NSK today. Leonora.
Good morning, NSK. Good morning, Shaquan. And hello, George.
Hi, Leonora.
How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic, my dear, and I'm very happy to be back on the show. Let's give it a try and, we'll see where it goes.
Why not?
Shall we get into it?
Yeah.
Auntie Kwana.
Go for it, King.
Okay, all right, cool. Leonora, is you ready?
Is you ready? Yes, I am, Boda.
Okay. I see what you're doing. We're here for the drama. Okay,
yes.
So check this out. Question number one, Leonora. Which high-level delegate from the World Health Organization recently visited Namibia? He even experienced an unfortunate accident in which he hurt his foot.
Yes, like that. I can see the guy, I see his face with the moustache and the glasses, but the pronunciation of that name, just like that.
Whatever comes to mind.
Mr. Tadros.
Okay, is that your final name?
Yeah.
Okay. Matthew Reynal was the referee that officiated the Rugby World Cup game between South Africa and Ireland. True or false?
Can you just repeat?
Matthew Reynal was the referee that officiated the Rugby World Cup game between South Africa and Ireland. True or false?
False.
Which English team beat French champions shockingly in a midweek Champions League game?
Tottenham Hotspur.
Okay. The brand Q20.
The brand
Q20. They are in the business of?
Did you say the brand Q20?
Q. Q20.
Q20. I'll just take a wild guess.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, alcohol.
Say that again, sorry.
Alcohol, like whiskey.
Okay, all right. And let's see if you did your homework from last week. I'm going to ask you a trick question. Where do you typically find a elliptical or ellipticals?
Where do you typically find a pickle?
Ellipticals.
I can't hear you so clearly. Where do you find typically find it?
Elliptical.
A pickle.
Elliptical.
I don't get the question so clearly, but I hear. Where do you find it? Typically find a pickle.
Okay. What would your answer be?
A pickle you typically find in a burger.
Okay. All right. Let's leave it at that. Shaquan.
Yes. What's up?
I'm done with my questions.
Yeah.
Okay. George, but I stop breathing like that, man. You know what we need to cue in right now, hey? G-A-L-O-T-S-E. You know that's because it's about to go down. Okay, cool. All right, so George, are your questions this morning, okay? All right, which show is Phaedra Parks appearing on their new season and a lot of people are not happy about? Which show is Phaedra Parks appearing on in the new season?
Phaedra Parks?
Yes.
All right.
So quickly tell us, who is suing Jason Derulo for sexual misconduct and harassment?
What? He's getting sued? Wow.
Yeah, he's getting sued, yeah.
Sexual misconduct. Is he Jordan Sparks?
All right. Yes, Black King come through. I love your sense of humor. Love it. Spot on. But yeah, so your next question is, you know, a couple of days ago, actually, the internet was in a little bit of a shock. So we mostly found, most of us actually that didn't know, found out that Diamond Platnumz has another child. We just thought that the last child that he had was with Zari, right? But now there's someone else. And surprisingly enough, he actually shares a birthday with this child. What is the name of the child's mother? She's a big star on social media.
He's a big star.
Diamond
Platnumz. Sure. But I'm not going to ask questions about women.
These are our interests, my love. These are things that we are interested about, okay? So let me quickly ask you as well, ne? Who is Miss World Namibia 2023?
Miss World. Miss Namibia.
No.
Come again, ask it again.
No, you got it right. Miss World 2023.
Is it the one representing Namibia or is it the one that won?
Okay, I'm passing on with that question, okay? Right? Now quickly tell us, who is the world-renowned netball goal shooter who has a bright future for Australia?
Today I'm not getting anything. Okay, pass.
All right. Okay, can I try one last one? I need to ask you a last one because I cancelled one of the other questions. Quickly tell us who is our favorite in the whole world, our favorite internet glammy.
Internet granny.
Glammy.
Glammy. Wait. Kim Kardashian.
All right. Perfect.
Okay. So, Shaquan, will you proceed to give the score?
Yeah. So, unfortunately, George, you didn't get any of the questions right, but maybe just to entice everyone who's listening right now, because people tend to come for me, the favorite internet glammy is Lynn Forbes, a.k.a. Mama.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay. It's very close to home. It's very close to home.
Okay. Leonora.
Yes, Omez.
You said Tadros. Unfortunately, it's Tedros. But
yes,
you did manage to get 1 point. Matthew Reynal was not the guy who officiated that game. So.
Yay!
Who is the baby mama of Diamond?
You know why? I also asked the question, hey? Because it's trending things on social media. And a lot of the things that we also ask are very close to in recent times that people are talking about it. So even if you go on your Explore page, you will find out these things like Jason Derulo being sued. It was filed 3 days ago. It's everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but...
George, can Leonora?
You know what? I was actually so hoping you would ask me on which three continents would the World Cup be... And which six countries? Because you said that in the news, and
You know what? The funny thing is, there. I actually cancelled that question. I had it lined up. I cancelled it. But anyways, Leonora, welcome. You are the new reigning champion. You're gonna move over to next week.
Yeah.
George, man, thank you so much, my man.
Yes.
But you're not gonna walk away empty-handed. You were with us for 2.5 weeks. Half because it was 2.5 weeks.
No, man. Yeah. Was it not longer than that?
No. Remember, there was this 1 week where you were not around.
You will not make me feel guilty.
No. That's fine.
So, hi, George. So, I feel like we formed a bond now, but it's given 4 weeks.
Yeah.
It's very hard for me to let you go.
Yeah. And
very hard.
And you did 2 weeks for us successfully.
Yeah.
Half because you know it was a draw.
Okay, that's true. Okay. Oh, I see it. Yeah.
Exactly. But you will not walk away empty-handed. Because of Bella that is making this possible, you will get a little something from us. So thank you so much, George, man. We appreciate you.
We definitely do. Have a fantastic day.
All right, guys. You guys have a great weekend.
And also, George, my dear, you are very smart. You are enough. You are a beautiful black king. Go out there and shine, Nay. But I'm going to miss
you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be back. Don't worry.
You shall.
The battle of the sexes brought to you by Bella. Personal care products you will love for men and women. Darling, 49.